Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
JJ, you had a bit of a breakout year with goals and everything. You went from 12 to 28. How did you feel your year went and the improvements you made, whether it's goal scoring or in other areas of your game?
Yeah, I think that was like my goal in the offseason, obviously, to get better. And I think the main thing is just the details, I think, this year. Just being more of a pro, being in better position, and I think that, helped me then on the other end in the offense to score more goals.
You were having a solid season to earn that spot on that line with Tage and Alex. What did that experience playing with those two the final weeks of the year just do for you heading into the offseason?
It was really cool. I mean, I think, every game, I think we were a good threat altogether. And just playing for each other, everyone was a shooter on that line, so we knew pucks going to the net, and it was a really good shot mentality. And yeah, I think just enjoyed those weeks. Getting the trust to play with those two and having a lot of fun on the ice.
Do you think it was important for your career to show that you can be a top line guy?
I think so. I think that's always the goal I want to fight for, and to get the opportunity and then to get some goals into and play great with those guys was really big. Yeah.
Based on your career so far and your plans for growth yourself, what's important to you in the next head coach?
I mean, I think just the trust, just the trust in the guys in here. We have an unbelievable group here. I think just if you can like just push us and help us to take the next step as a group, would be huge. And
you're a young player. What was it like when Donnie got fired? I mean, you of course are learning. This is a business. Teammates are getting traded. Your coach gets fired. Was it a surprise for you or?
Yeah, it was obviously hard. I like Donnie a lot. I think he helped me a lot this year, especially with video sessions, with talks, and just helping my game go to the next level. So yeah, getting that message was obviously pretty hard. But yeah, I know it's a business. Same with all the trades that happened this year. It's hard, but it is what it is.
Do your summer plans include Worlds?
I'm gonna play.
What do you think it says about Jack, the way he was able to bounce back not once but twice this season?
I think just the character he has. He's always fighting. When he was injured, he was here in the locker room the whole time, trying to come back. Always has a smile on his face, bring good energy. And just to see then coming back twice from injury and playing that well afterwards is, I think, not easy to do, and he did a heck of a job.
JJ, what are your thoughts on just Zach and just what you saw from him this year, being so young and able to step into that role on this team?
It's crazy. I mean, with 18, I think I stepped in with 20, and I had a really tough time. And seeing him doing that with 18 was just, gave us like all like a little wow effect. And how mature his game is already with 18 is pretty special, and pretty excited to see him next year.
Playing on the top line, what did it mean that you earned it? I mean, Don had spoken that he wanted, maybe put you there earlier, but maybe you weren't ready. But I mean, you were ready when you did seize your opportunity. What did it mean that you earned it, I guess?
Yeah, I think it was just with like more details. I think I was paying more attention to D-zone. I think just being more responsible on the ice, know who are you against and who like know like what time is it on the clock and stuff like that, just like little things. And I think as soon as I like realized that a little bit more, yeah, I mean, I talked to Donnie a lot about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, he helped me a lot throughout the season. And then I think when I added that a little bit more, he gave me the chance, yeah.
Everybody's talking about how it's going to be a big training camp. And what's it going to be like for you all summer hearing about training camp for everybody back home since you're going to be finishing it in Germany?
Well, I mean, I think I know what I personally need to work on and how to get ready. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward for training camp, obviously, but it's a long time till then and a long summer before. So, yeah, it's got to be working hard and seeing.
As Mike said, are you looking forward to the Germany part of the camp next year?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, playing back home is always special, and doing that with the group we got in here is even better. Showing them around in Munich and all that stuff. So I'm really excited.
You're gonna have to buy dinner for them all at your favorite restaurant.
I mean, I think Oktoberfest is at that time, so I hope I hope we go there.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.